Life Audio.
Welcome to Crosswalk the Devotional. We're glad to have you listening with us. Today's topic is God's nearness. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
God is near, written and read by Jessica Van Roekel. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Psalm 34:18, NIV. Broken hearts are one of the heavier burdens we carry. Unanswered prayers, unfulfilled longings, and unmet expectations can lead our hearts to brokenness. Elijah, an Old Testament prophet, knew brokenheartedness too. His people, the Israelites, continually turned away from God, and they rejected his message to return. How his heart must have broke for them. God revealed himself to his people over and over again, and for a time they served him, but then fell back into idol worship. This led to the famous encounter on Mount Carmel between the prophets of Baal and the lone prophet of God. Fire fell from heaven and consumed the drenched altar, the wood, the stones, and licked up the water that remained in the trench. The people rose up and proclaimed, "The Lord is God," and killed the prophets of Baal. Once Jezebel heard this news, she vowed to kill Elijah, and Elijah ran away. He came to a broom tree, sat down under it, and prayed that he might die. He had had enough. Elijah struggled with brokenheartedness. And if he can struggle with it, then it shouldn't surprise us that we struggle with it too. Living for the Lord and seeking to be obedient to him carries with it its own set of difficulties. We wrestle against our old nature that rises to demand its own way, whether it's through wanting recognition for a job well done or revenge against those who stand against us. We grow weary and declare that we're done. We have had enough. There are times when God doesn't feel near. He feels far off, and we wonder where he went. This happened to Elijah, too. Imagine standing alone against an entire group of Baal prophets and a people who toggled between serving the Lord and serving idols. Visibly, you are outnumbered, except you have God, the everlasting God who has no beginning and no end, on your side. To the human eye, victory looks impossible. But God fights for you and makes victory possible. Elijah didn't do anything except obey the Lord, and God won the victory. But then Elijah got scared and ran away. In the wilderness, God came near. Under that broom tree, God provided sustenance and rest for Elijah's refreshment. When we're under duress of heart, we need to take time to satisfy our needs for refreshment too. Our broken hearts can cause us to throw up our hands in defeat and run away. And when we do, Jesus meets us in that moment, ready to remind us that victory is found in him, and that he gives us the courage to stand and face the giants once again. Jesus is our bread and living water, and his yoke is easy. When we turn to him instead of away, we find that he satisfies the weariness in our heart. When we state that we have had enough, Jesus becomes enough for us. We can taste and see that the Lord is good, and he is everything we need. Elijah left his broom tree of despair and traveled deeper into the wilderness to Mount Oreb, the mountain of God. Again, God met him there and asked him, "What are you doing here?" It is here that Elijah finally gives words to his broken heart. He says, "I have been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, broken down your altars, and put your prophets to death with the sword. I am the only one left, and now they are trying to kill me." 1 Kings 18:10 NIV. And the Lord drew near. The wind came and shattered rocks, but the Lord was not in the wind. Then the earth shook and fire fell, but the Lord was not in either of those. Instead, the Lord arrived in a gentle whisper. It's in gentleness that the Lord draws near. A broken heart doesn't need more devastation like windstorms, earthquakes, or fire. It needs tenderness, and that's what the Lord will bring to us when our hearts are broken. He is gentle with our heart. He draws near. Will we come out of our caves of brokenness long enough to see his gentle ways with our hearts? Intersecting faith and life. You may be feeling crushed by the weight of a broken heart. You might even say, like Elijah, "I have had enough." But let me encourage you to be still and let God draw near. He longs to refresh you physically with rest and sustenance. Jesus longs to be your bread and living water. Run to him. Pour out your broken heart to him. Ugly cry if you need to. He's near, waiting to receive you with open arms. Take time today to walk into them.
Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
Finding uplifting news in today's headlines is often like searching for a needle in a haystack. At the Story Behind podcast, we believe in the power of finding heartwarming tales and are happy to share empowering stories with you every week. Get inspired by the note a waitress received from a patron dining alone, and even hear about how one VIP passenger made a hardworking pilot get emotional before his flight. To start listening to the Story Behind podcast, visit lifeaudio.com